When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1972, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
There's a lot of benefits.
How's that for a Friday song?
There's a lot of benefits from doing this show, and another one happened today with Bill. I'd listened to that song, I don't know, roughly 9 million times in my life, and I'd never really heard the muted horn until Bill looked at me and goes, muted horn.
It was incredible. They
muted
had these,
horn.
When they faded it in.
And that will happen with songs that you hear a lot of times. You don't notice anything until it might be 25 years.
You know what I think it is?
What?
It's the headsets.
Well, I think,
I think it's so different having the headset on. And then I went eyes closed and then I sang. But I had eyes closed the whole time and it's a different vibe. Because I'm listening to it, I'm driving or whatever, but you don't listen
100.
To it.
Totally agree with you on the headset.
I'm going to say right now, breakers. Just throw in your AirPods. Are they called? That's the right word.
AirPods.
Try that and listen to that song today. It'll sound different to you. It will sound different if you have the old school headsets. 72. Yes, that'd be remarkable.
I mean, 72. Okay, I was paralyzed by that song probably by the time I was 10, and then that song checks all the boxes, including it tells a fabulous story. Like, it's an interesting story. He tells a story and writes a good song with it. It's incredible. It's tempting to give it a 10. I mean, it's one of the best songs I've ever heard. And like I said, thought it was incredible when I was probably before I was 10. I give it a 9.8775. Wow. I'm tempted to give it a 10, but I don't know if I can do that. Oh God!
What did Bill write down?
99998.
We're in the same realm.
Wow! Yeah, song is the most. It's talk about timeless.
Oh my God.
That's one that's gonna
timeless. Look, totally timeless.
Right now, your grandkids going, hang on, play that again. Yeah. I want to hear that again.
100.
It's not my kind of music.
You saw Bella's reaction.
Yeah, I mean it's just. Oh,
that's crazy good.
The words that Bill said before the song was, I hope this song doesn't suck. I said, I don't think it does today. I think you'll like this one today.
I think Bill would have liked yesterday. Hooters, Hooters and She Danced.
No. It was Day by Day.
Oh, Day by Day.
Yeah, I've been okay.
The Hooters are good.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn you, Bill.
Hooters are good.
No, I take it back. I don't think I really would have. I just trying to make Jake happy.
You would have liked it. Okay.
Anyway, that was incredible. Good job,
Here's
Jake.
The deal. Bella showed that she liked that song. Ben, I'm not sure. I think he did. I didn't read
this
him
is
on
get
that one.
Bella's a 9.4. Ben's a 6.2.
Yeah, I think that's probably in the right ballpark.
10
for Bella. Her favorite song of all time. And she's only 22 years old.
Bella's favorite song of all time?
8.3.
Oh, good job.
All right, Ben. Good job.
That's Bella's favorite song of all time.
Looking Glass.
Wow.
From 1972.
I'd love to see Looking Glass at Pinewood. I would.
That'd be good.
If they played that song
just
over
keep playing
over.
The song.
To play it again.
Play Brandy. Run it back.
That's what I'd be yelling. I'd be on the whole time. Play Brandy again.
Run it back. Run it back.
Thank you, Randy. Jake,
before we get to
you.
Aging gracefully, we've got John says, sup, Jake, sipping Bill, 6.5. Bill and Bennett, 7.5. Guilt Nerd, 7.9. Chet in Nebraska City, 8.98. Jennifer, 7.9. Hubby, 7. Kyle and Hooper, 8.9. Who in the club is?
Bird,
7.
Bird is a 7. Thank you, Bird.
That's a good score. That's a high score.
I missed that. I missed them.
Ryan in California, 5.4. Joe in Boulder, 7.77. East Lincoln West gives it some profanity. Says that's a grand bleeping slam, 10 on that one. McLean's dad gives that a 10. He says beautiful on that one. Scott in Bancroft, 6.2. Listen to the backup singers, by the way, he says in that song. The backup singers.
Well, I sang both. I sang as I was the lead singer, and I also sang as if I was the backup singer. I do both. I
like this one. Sarah on East Campus says 5. This says, ooh, the muted horn might move that up.
I looked that up. I go, the muted horn.
The muted horn.
It was beautiful.
Never Ron, even thought of it.
Ron, 5.5. Kurt in Northern Kentucky says a 9.5. Andrew in Golden says 11.
11.
Paul and Burr, a 9.4. Burr, Nebraska. That's, yeah.
Burr.
There you go. That's your song of the day, sponsored by Sauter Heyman Jewelers. It's now time for Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires, just south of Cortland and Highway 77. Go see Ron and the team down
there. I drove
there.
Through Lyons, Nebraska twice on this trip and thought of Ron, the greatest athlete to ever come out of Lyons.
Ever.
Ron Preston.
What was he like?
What's that? Oh.
Big dude?
Yeah. Not real big, just a baller. Yeah. You knew right away. It's like it's almost like you,
like a Dowski.
When you're warming up, like on the like for football, you look over, you're like, is he here? Yeah, he's there.
God, you were friends with Gadowski. He's a total baller.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, he was.
Okay.
What do you have for Aging Gracefully today, Sip?
A potpourri. Real quick, I'm going to whip through it quick because it involves you two. Then I'm going to throw a little curveball at the end.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun. Not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana. A more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Good tease.
It is a potpourri of Aging Gracefully. Bill doesn't, you have to understand, Bill, that a lot of what you do on this show is beneficial to people. The plain etiquette segment was gigantic for me. I mean, I can't tell you how much more comfortable I am flying now because of what you said about when you're seated, you don't have to engage the person.
No.
And if you don't feel guilty. That has changed my whole flying experience. I feel much more comfortable now. I do.
Thank you.
I just sit down and I mean this. I mean, it's so part of Aging Gracefully is continuing education, continuing to learn.
Absolutely.
Try to advance. Yeah. You help with that. That was so valuable. And I'll give a nod to the person I'm next to and maybe verbalize a hey. Mm. But if I don't worry about it anymore. It's not a big deal. God
so
bless.
So prior to this, you felt when you sat down in an airplane.
I felt some guilt.
You had to talk the entire flight.
No, but I always felt some guilt. Like, does this person think I'm an ass?
Who are you?
I don't even know what you are.
So anyway, start with junior high and tell me about your life. Like, what are you doing?
Well, here's what happened. Part of the reason I thought about
and
this
what happened
is the person not next to me, but across the row, there was a person that was asking this guy about his flying experiences as if he were interviewing him. And I wanted to say, just leave the guy alone.
Hello.
And eventually the guy picked up a magazine and at the magazine, which United.
Fake reading.
Yeah, United still has magazines, which I think is the last airline to have them. But I swear to God he was faking it. He just said he just didn't want it anymore. But anyway, that wasn't me. But I know it was more about the guilt I would feel if I didn't engage somebody. Now I don't feel any guilt because of your Bill's thrills. Okay, then also part of Aging Gracefully is gratitude. Jake picking me up at the hotel was amazing. I would have had to walk.
You think people go like, just, yeah, I'll meet you there. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, you figure it out. No.
Jake not only picks you up, he has coffee. He has coffee. Mm. And then when he didn't have coffee, he asked me, did you have coffee? I did on the second day have my own coffee.
It's on your shirt.
No, it was the first day. It was on my shirt. But Jake coming over in that van at Bill, it's
5 in the morning.
Yeah. It's
5:55 that time. Well, yeah. This time, 5 a.m.
Yeah. So extreme gratitude for that. Now, the third part of aging gracefully,
this is good.
Potpourri is stay involved. Just because you've hit 70 or whatever, you don't have to just fade into the woodwork. You can fade into the woodwork if you want, but you don't have to. There's two great examples of people who aren't fading into the woodwork. Mike Riley is on the college football playoff committee at age 71. God bless Mike Riley. He's a great guy. I've obviously been critical of him, of his time at Nebraska coaching. But he is 71 years old on the college football playoff committee. I mentioned this to Jake. There's another guy in there that I left for dead, literally. Gary Pinkel. Gary Pinkel has materialized on the college football playoff committee at age 72. Now, he was a great coach at Missouri.
He was. Yes. He did a great job.
He was a great coach.
Came from Toledo, right?
Yes, he did. He did, Bill. And he was a part of the Big 12 when Nebraska was, you know, kind of rolling, and Pinkel was a big deal. And then in 2015, he was diagnosed with lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and had to retire. But he's not just fading out. He's on the college football playoff committee, but he also has this incredible foundation, which I just stumbled on because I was wondering what Pinkel's doing now. He helps children battle cancer, children who have cancer. He's also, he's helping children overcome poverty, social economic challenges. He's raised a ton of money. So he's still rolling out there, Pinkel, and I just had kind of forgot about him. But he's on the college football playoff committee.
Barry, this is great information. I'm being dead serious.
That was very good today. Yeah.
Pinkel was a big part of our lives for a while, then he just disappeared. And it was unfortunate. So, yeah, he's 72 years old. I mean, I hope at 72 I'm doing something like that, you know, like Riley and Pinkel are doing. And Will
Steele. Does he still live in Como?
I don't know where Pinkel lives.
I hope he lives
Como,
there.
Como, Missouri?
Yes. What's that? Columbia, Missouri.
Think about, he had Brad Smith.
I thought Como was an actual play. Stop.
Columbia,
oh, yeah, Como, Missouri. Idaho, yes.
Of course it's Como. Population 2000, yeah.
I've never heard it called Como. I get it, though.
I bet Chattel calls it that. His kids went to school there.
Yeah, they did.
Chattel knows.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. There you go. That's aging grace.
Thank you. That was really good.
Sponsored by
that made one of your best.
That was well done. He was well rested today. You know,
he was well rested. Sometimes he thinks about it on his drive in.
Sometimes I don't think about it at all.
And sometimes, yeah.
Sup?
Good job today. That's aging grace. Sponsored by our friends at Trend Central Tire Pros. Hour two next. An early break on the ticket.
88% of the work week is spent communicating. Typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.